Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Robert Cray bringing us back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. Having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Robert McTeer. Bob McTeer is our longtime member of our Brain Trust, going all the way back to 1999, when he was still a member of the Federal Open Market Committee, still a president of one of the Fed banks, the Dallas Fed. And Bob, we thank you for all the years you've been here and all the steadfast support you've made for, you've given to me and to my organization and to my audience. For all of that and for all that you've done for this country and your service to our country and the marketplace and being such a steadfast marketplace kind of guy, we thank you for that.
Well, you're too generous.
No. Well, anyway, we appreciate it very much. Bob, talk to us about what all this means. What as you look in, as you now, with the new calculus, we've got a motivated and maybe an aggressive Fed. We've got new rules on Capitol Hill. We got some new sheriffs in town. What do you see in terms of large and small businesses, the marketplace? What do you see going forward? Do you see less uncertainty, more positive attitudes, more spending, more hiring? What do you think?
Everything that's happened is good for small business. Avoiding a double debt recession was crucial. Also, avoiding deflation is crucial. So, but
are both of those in the past?
Pardon?
Both of those now not on the table?
Double dip, I think, is off the table, and what the Fed's going to announce today will guarantee, I think, the other one's going to be all right. So, I think the Fed's been a friend of small business in the short term. Longer term, I think the election last night will eventually bring more certainty and a better outcome on things like taxes. I don't know whether they'll be able to do a lot quickly, but there's no doubt that the new Congress is going to be more fiscally conservative than the old ones. They know that the Tea Party is going to kick them out if they don't.
Yeah.
The Tea Party is the new sheriff in town.
Mm-hmm. It really is, and it'll take some time for them to sort of find their boundaries, and I think a lot of people don't like the Tea Party, but I do think it's good for democracy. I think it keeps both parties on their toes a little bit. It's always good. I think this is as close as we can come, Bob. The Tea Party is as close as we can come to having a beneficial third party without messing up the two-party system.
Right. Traditionally, the third party gives you the one that's the most opposite. Ross Perot hurt Bush and elected Clinton.
Right.
And then there was another third-party candidate.
Right.
But this was a situation where they were aligned enough with the Republicans to keep it from splitting the vote.
Well, that's because they weren't parties necessarily. It was more of a movement, and I like the movement idea. But in terms of the economy, what do you think? Do you think this means that the way the election went means that the economy will grow, will have more of a chance to grow in a positive direction next year?
I'm not sure about next year. There's a conflict between fiscal rectitude and responsibility and growth policies. The conflict is short term, not long term. So next year is going to be okay. It won't be going and blowing, as they say in Texas.
Yeah.
But it will be better than now. Right now we've had a 1.7 and a 2 GDP growth, both of which were accounted for more than half by inventory.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very sluggish economy. That will pick up. It'll pick up to around 3%, probably 3.5%.
So you think 3% next year?
3.5%, something like that.
That'll be pretty good, though. I mean, I'll take that, won't you?
given our diminished expectations, it's great. But given the level of unemployment and the slack in the economy, it really ought to be 6.
Yeah. But we don't want to overheat, though, Bob. And we don't it'll take some time to work through that system. But it sounds like you're more hopeful now in the going forward than you were maybe a week ago.
Yeah, I think so.
That's good news. Hey, Bob, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thanks, Jim.
As always, Dr. Robert McTeer, folks, a great American. He'll be back with more of his wisdom in the future. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe. But that's not what ships were made for. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.